This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. With Medicaid one of the largest chunks of state budget spending, it's no surprise some are honed in on curbing
fraud, waste, abuse in our Medicaid program.
Legislative Auditor Daryl Perpera has a group working on it.
We began, about a year ago, developing a Medicaid audit unit, maybe better described today as a data analytics unit.
The Legislative Auditor's group aims at prevention, and they recently found a problem with some home and community-based services. Bogus Social Security numbers listed for health care workers. Representative Julie Stokes had questions for Department of Health Undersecretary Jeff Reynolds.
Those employees that we're talking about, those workers, are directly employed by LDH.
The provider has a contract with DHH to be a Medicaid provider. Then those guys hire the direct care workers.
Why isn't there a requirement for them to collect like the proper paperwork to employ these people? I mean, because there's federal guidelines.
Federal law requires every employer to complete an I-9 form verifying identity and social security numbers. Reynolds says in light of that law,
whatever the provider gave us, we were assuming is valid. Right. You know, we're assuming they're complying with the federal employment laws and have validated Social Security. Obviously, they're not.
The health department keeps a list of those banned from Medicaid due to fraud or instances of patient abuse. Wrong Social Security numbers for patient care workers could then endanger unsuspecting patients. Legislative Audit Advisory Council Chairman Mike Walsworth says it falls on the provider employer to get it right.
At the end of the day, they're going to give us a Social Security number for the worker. If it's not correct, you don't get paid.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.